Hello, and this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. So, hi everyone, and happy Halloween. Today, I'm going to be talking about dress wear and attire in Hawaii, since it is very different from normal attire anywhere else in the United States. And I thought it was appropriate since it's Halloween and a lot of people are dressing up and whatnot, so I thought that this was very appropriate. And when I say people, like what people wear in Hawaii and like attire like that, I am not talking about grass skirts and coconut bras and stuff like that. That's not even Hawaiian. Like, you think of that as like how a hula dancer dresses, and that's in quotes. No, that's not even Hawaiian. That's, like, it is Polynesian. So, it's actually, like, more Tahitian and more Polynesian. It's not even Hawaiian. Traditional Hawaiian, like, wear of not just, like, traditionally, back in the old Hawaiian days, they would wear, cloth. They would make, kapa, which is, it's made with many different like textures and has very many different designs on it, but it's cloth that they would pound, made from bark of a tree, and it could be like any different type of tree. It could be wa'uke tree, mamaki tree, an aloha tree, or an akala tree, but it's usually like a hau tree, and it's to make clothes or to make cloths. Like, they would make like mats, or they would make like clothing, or they would make like they would make many different things with this cloth, because it can be made with many different types of bark from a tree, and it's very thick. Like, it could be thick or it could be thin, and it has many different types of texture. And they would also decorate it with like vegetable or like fruit dye that they would make, and it would usually have like this like triangle like geometric pattern on it, because triangles are very like significant to like the Native Hawaiian culture. It is like, it's one of the most common shapes with triangles, and it would be like hand printed. And it would be very, very, like, it would usually be with, like, red. It would usually have, like, a reddish tone to it. Like, a red or, it usually have, like, a reddish tone to it, since there's, like, a lot of, like, fruits and vegetables like that. And red is also the Hawaiian color of royalty. So, there's also what the men would wear traditionally. Traditionally, the men would wear a malo, which is a loincloth, and for women, they would wear a pa'u, which is a skirt made out of kapa. But for men and women, they would both wear a kihei, which is a rectangular cloth that they would just tie on their shoulder. So I think the men would tie it on their right shoulder, and the women would tie it on their left shoulder, but it was just a rectangular kapa cloth that they would, of course, hand print on that. And there's also a kihei, like a different type of kihei, which is a shawl, usually made out of tea leaves, and that's usually to help them protect them from the rain. So if they have to like go out and work like up in the mountains or in the taro patches or whatever, they would have a different type of kihei, which is a shawl made out of tea leaves to protect them from the rain. And like I mentioned earlier, the ali'i, or the chiefs, would dress differently. They would usually dress in red or yellow, because red is the color of royalty in Hawaii. The ali'i would wear these really nice feathered cloaks or feathered capes. And they would also have this, like, special helmet that was, like, red and yellow feathers. And this is very, it was to show that like they are the ali'i, that so you could tell the ali'i from the regular people in that Ahupua'a district. And they would always get the birds, and they would pluck the feathers off of them, but they would never kill the birds. They would always release the birds, which is something very important that I thought was very important to the Hawaiian culture. They would never kill the birds. They would always catch these birds with yellow feathers and red feathers, and they would always pluck the feathers off of them to use for the capes and then release them, which is very important. And there's also warriors. Warriors would sometimes have like a smaller cape, a smaller cloak that was made out of red and yellow feathers to show that they are like the servants of the ali'i, and that they are like right below the ali'i, that they are like help the ali'is, because the warriors were very important part of being a part of like warriors were very important and they're very like, in order to be a strong ali'i, you have to be a strong warrior. So that just kind of goes hands in hands with being a warrior and being an ali'i. And this is really cool because like it's a very interesting experience. Like in third grade, we got tree bark and we had to like pound it and make kapa. It's tree bark and you have to wet it, and you have this wooden, it's a brick made out of wood, and you have to like pound it. You have to pound it, and then you have to like get it wet again, and you have to pound it, and it gradually it stretches out, but it's a very, very long process, and you end up getting a lot of splinters, so it kind of hurts, but it's a very, very long process with pounding the kapa, and then like wetting it, and then pounding it, and then just like doing that over and over and over until the kapa stretches out. And it's a very long process. So just trying to imagine how they did that back in the old Hawaiian days is like completely like mind-boggling, because I remember just keep doing that, and it took like, we were only doing like, I don't know, it was very small. It was really small. It was like 5 inches by 4 inches or something really small like that, and it took like 2 hours to like wet it and then pound it and pound it and pound it and then wet it and then pound it and pound it and pound it, and it just took so long. But to imagine how they did that back in the old Hawaiian days is just crazy, because they would always have kapa for something. Like kapa was paper, that's what it was. They could use it as paper, and they could use it as clothing, and they could use it as like mats, and they could use it for so many different things. Like kapa is a very like versatile thing that they would have in the old Hawaiian days. So it's really, really interesting that they could use this like to write on, they could use this for clothes, and they could use this as mats, and they could use this as many, many different things, and to like pound it and pound it and pound it and wet it. And then it also needs time to dry in order for them to be able to use it for something. It needs like time to dry too, which is really, 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 really interesting. And like also with old Hawaiian days, Native Hawaiian clothes, there's also like hula is also a thing that they did. So it's not like, it's like I mentioned earlier, it's not grass skirts and coconut bras. It's more like, it is a part of Polynesia, but that's more of like Tahitian and Polynesia, and more of that realm, not really Hawaiian. With Hawaiian, they would wear a skirt, but it wouldn't be a grass skirt. It would be more of it would be a tea leaf skirt. And like back in the old Hawaiian days, hula actually used to be a male dominated thing. Like it used to be just males would do hula, not women, because it was like a masculine thing to do. It was like a part of being a man. It was part of being like a strong like warrior, and you would like do these chants, and you would do these chants and play these instruments and do these dances. That was like a male dominated thing in the old Hawaiian days, but gradually like women started to do it, and now it's more of a thing that women do. You think hula dancers, you think women, but they would wear tea leaf skirts, I believe it'd be tea leaf skirts, and they also have like hakules, I think. Oh, I don't remember the word for it. I forget the word. It's made out of I forget the plants, but it's this leafy plant that they make into a crown around their heads, and the men would wear a malo, which is a loincloth, and women would wear a tea leaf skirt, and they would do these dances, but it was mainly like it would be like a kapa. They would wear like kapa kihes, and they would wear things like tea leaf skirts and stuff like that, and also making like the leis with the tea leaf too. And I remember doing that, and it's just a lot of twisting, and like the leaf juices get everywhere, but it comes out really, really nice. So with like the twisting of the tea leaves and things like that. And there's also like with tea leaves. Tea leaves are very, very important to like Polynesian culture and Hawaii culture in general, because it's like a healing thing, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing tool and a healing tool, and it's what a lot of people would use to like bless things or to like scare away evil spirits and certain things like that. They would use tea leaves. So to have tea leaves are very like important. Like it's a part of a lot of Hawaiian culture. It's a lot like you make leis, you wear them like as a, you like get a whole bunch of them and you wear them as a skirt, or they're also used as cooking. When you're cooking in an imu, use tea leaves and use banana leaves and certain things like that. With like Hawaiian wear, especially in the old Hawaiian days, tea leaves are very important. They're very also like used traditionally now. If you like watch like hula competitions, like keiki hula competitions, or like Merry Monarch, they still use tea leaves, and they still use like native Hawaiian plants to wear for a hakule, or to wear like around their ankles or around their wrists, or to wear as a lei, or to like wear as like a skirt. And it's still used traditionally in like Hawaiian hula halaus today, and it's very, very cool to see how still today that like hula halaus and like it's still like passed on, like native Hawaiian traditions like this still like passed on, like through clothings, like men still do hula in malos, and they still wear malos if they like are like in some like traditional like luau performances like at home in Hawaii, or some traditional luau performances like up here like in college, like some traditional like some of like some colleges like have a luau, and they do like traditional luau performances, and men do wear malos, and women do wear like tea leaf skirts, and like they have like things like that. And it's very, very cool to see how hula is not just in Hawaii, it can be like all, it's like everywhere now, because I know they do have like some hula halaus like in Japan, and some hula halaus like up here, which is different than Tahitian. Hula and Tahitian are not the same thing. They're like related, but they're very, very different things. but it's very cool to see that, like, some traditional, like, Hawaiian, like, clothing, like, that what they would wear in the old Hawaiian days, like, still, like, have been passed down and are still, like, used in, like, hula halaus today. But I'm going to take a short break, but remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. That this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. And in the segment right before I took this break, I talked about Native Hawaiian, like, clothing, like what they would wear in the Native Hawaiian way, in the old Native Hawaiian days, like what they would wear and how it was made, and how that it is not just grass skirts and coconut bras. And sorry, that's just something that really, really annoys me. But it's not that. It's so much more than that. And on the same topic of how people dress and how people and what people wear in Hawaii, I'm going to talk about aloha attire. Like, I'm going to talk about aloha attire, which is something very, very popular in Hawaii. And when I say aloha attire or aloha wear, I do not mean the tacky, obnoxious aloha shirts that tourists wear with the really, like, with the, like, the bright blue and neon colors and the obnoxious prints that are just so, so just touristy and obnoxious and ugly. And it's like, you walk down Waikiki and you see, like, people wearing this, you spot which ones are the tourists and which ones are not. Like, it's the aloha shirt with bright, obnoxious colors and orange and the blue and the green, and it's ugly print, and it's just, oh my god, it's I just cringe. It's so, like, it's obnoxious. But when I say aloha attire, I mean, like guys with, like, nice aloha shirts, or, like, women with, like, nice, like, muumuus on. And aloha shirts are something that's, like, very tied in with Hawaii. Like, you know someone from Hawaii and they own an aloha shirt. It's just kind of, it's a thing. It's like, it's very, very popular with, like, different companies that like make like Aloha attire, like Aloha shirts and like Aloha muumuus and stuff like that. But the origin of the Aloha shirt is actually from Japan, which is kind of interesting because there is this Japanese person who owned a fabric shop and who owned a clothing shop and decided to make a shirt out of like leftover silk cloth that he had, and that's just kind of how, and then like the Aloha shirt just kind of like evolved from that, which is kind of cool. And the Aloha shirt, it's like there are like popular places that like sell Aloha shirts, like Ren's, which is really popular in Hawaii, and they make Aloha shirts and it's kind of cool because they have like themed, like around the holidays they have like themed ones, like they have like every year they have like a Thanksgiving shirt and they have a Christmas shirt. And if you live in Hawaii, every year you get like, if you live in Hawaii and you're a guy, you pretty much have every single like Christmas Aloha shirt. And it's just kind of funny because I remember my dad would have so many of them. My dad would have a lot. My dad had a whole bunch of them, and you could tell each one was like, each one would have like Santa Claus or like elves and Santa in a red canoe or something, like, you know, like Hawaiian stuff like that. But you could tell it was the Christmas shirt, and like each, like the year would be on it somewhere like small, like in the pattern of that shirt. And my dad had a whole bunch. He had he had a lot of them. He had a whole bunch from like every year, because every year my mom would buy him a Christmas shirt from Ren's and my dad's friends Christmas shirts from Ren's. Every year my mom would like buy that for my dad and his friends. And my dad had one for like a lot of years, and I remember he would always wear them like to work, like in December around Christmas time he would wear them to work. And I would always like look at his shirt and look at the pattern. I'd always try to find the date because it's just something that I like to do. But it's just a memory I have of my dad always like having a Christmas shirt from Ren. Like I remember like going to Ren's with my mom and like buying him and his friends the Christmas shirts. And then I remember he would wear a different Christmas shirt every day to work. And I would always sit there and try to find the date on the shirt. And there are also like other places like Aloha shirts and Aloha attire and like muumuus and things like that. They're pretty common in Hawaii, so you can find them at like department stores, like at Macy's or at Sears or whatever. And I remember one year for Christmas, I was like 7 or 8, I think, and we were one of those, like, me and my sister were like fairly young, so it's so we would like have like matching outfits sometimes. So we decided to be that family one year that would get like the Aloha pattern, like all matching, like as like a family, we'd have like a matching like Aloha attire thing. So and it was red and white, like floral printish kind of. I remember this. We took a family photo for our Christmas card, and my dad had the Aloha shirt, and me and my mom and my sister all had the same dress, and it was just red and white Aloha print, and we all took a photo like that. And it was just, I remember my sister and I hated it because we never liked to match. But it was me, my mom, my sister, and my dad, and we were all matching. And it's just, it's kind of funny. I think it's kind of funny. I find this kind of funny because it's not a very common thing. It's not a very common thing that our family would do, but it's just kind of funny and cute because I remember like doing this like when I was little, and I remember like my mom's like, no, you have to stand here and you have to be like this, because we didn't enjoy it My sister and I didn't enjoy it, but it was just kind of something funny and cute that we did one year for our Christmas card, and it's just kind of funny. And yeah, it's just, and there's also places like Hilo Hattie, which is more of a touristy kind of thing, but it's a place that sells like Aloha wear. It's a place that sells like Aloha shirts and Aloha muumuus. Sorry, a muumuu is a dress if you didn't know. I just realized that. I've been saying muumuu and I don't, yeah. Well, a muumuu is a dress. So it's like Aloha shirt is for guys and a muumuu is for a dress. But they're like, well, girls can wear Aloha shirts too. Because I remember for Spirit Week at my high school, we would always have Tourist Tuesday. And that would always be something really fun to do. And like some people like dress up as like tourists for Halloween in Hawaii. And you just wear like an Aloha shirt. And you wear an Aloha shirt and you wear shorts. And you wear like one of those fake plastic Lays. And you can wear like sunglasses on your head. Or you like carry around a camera. I remember one year, one of my friends, she went out as a tourist. And she had an Aloha shirt and shorts. And a plastic Lay and sunglasses on her head. And she had like red paint all over her, so it looked like she was sunburnt, and it was just something like so funny, because like that's how we see tourists in like an Aloha shirt and shorts with like sunglasses on their head or like a camera or something, and they're always like sunburnt, and it's just something kind of funny. But yeah, like Tourist Tuesday was always a Spirit thing at my high school, and it would be, like, people, like, wearing, like, Aloha shirts and shorts and a fake plastic Lei and stuff like that. It's just... or, like, you wear, like, a fake plastic Lei or, like, something like a kukui nut Lei or something like that. And it's just really funny to see all these people, like, in these, like, Aloha shirts. Like, on guys, it looks kind of normal, but on... and, like... because Aloha shirts are very different depending on where you get them. Depending on, like, where you get them and, like, how you wear them. And it's just so funny to see, like, some of the prints that, like, people, like, have. Because it's, like, you go Tourist Tuesday. Like, some people, like, go all out for Tourist Tuesday. And they go, like, places. They go to, like, places to see if they can find the ugliest, tackiest Aloha shirt that they can find, and some of it's very, very, like, interesting and, like, ugly and obnoxious and colorful and just, like, things with, like, flamingos or, like, weird, messed up, I don't know, it's just, like, you have, like, weird birds or, like, weird, like, colorful flowers or something with, like, I don't know, but it's just, like, tacky and bad. It's just really, really funny. But it's usually like, it can be like a formal kind of thing. Like, it, like with an Aloha shirt, it's versatile. So you can, like, with like Aloha attire, you can wear it like out to like, we can wear it like out to a nice place, or you can wear it to work, or you can wear it like just as like casual. Like, when I go out to, like, a fancy dinner or a fancy brunch to, like, a country club with my family back home, it's, like, a guy usually wears, like, an Aloha shirt and, like, shorts and shoes, and that's fine, because that's what people, like, usually wear. But, like, if you go to, like, a nice place for brunch, or if you go to just, like, lunch at some casual place, you could wear the same thing, and no one would, like, look at you weird, because... it's just something that we're so used to in Hawaii. It's like Aloha attire is very versatile. You can wear that anywhere. You could wear it to a nice lunch. You could wear it to a house party. You could wear it to just like going to the mall. You could just, it's very versatile wearing like Aloha attire or wearing like a muumuu or something like Aloha attire, like with like the traditional like floral print that isn't like just like it's usually like just one color and like another color of floral print, and it's usually like monotone colors. It's not usually like bright and fluorescent like the touristy tacky kind. It's usually like a solid color and then like a regular print over that, like like the family outfit that me and my family had. It was red with like a white like floral print, and like that's what it was. And it's just something like very simple. Like Aloha attire doesn't have to be like the big obnoxious with the bright colors and the weird designs with the birds and the flowers or whatever. It's usually something like very simple. It's not like simple and like monotone colors or like just two colors. It's not usually something like big and fluorescent and obnoxious and like would give you a seizure if you looked at it. It's not usually like that like traditional Aloha attire that you like see if you're like from Hawaii. You know, if you're from Hawaii, you know, and if you're a tourist, you don't know. But it's just, yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to take another short break, but remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. Remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. And just as a little recap, in my first segment, I talked about traditional Native Hawaiian wear, like what they would wear in the old Native Hawaiian days and how it was made and things like that. And then in the segment right before I took this break, I talked about Aloha attire and what that kind of means in Hawaii and how it's different than from what tourists think Aloha attire is. And next, I'm talking about everyday attire, which is what people wear every day. So for work attire is pretty much in a lot, like depending on where you work. Like if you're like working in an office, if you're working in an office downtown, Aloha attire is an Aloha shirt, pants, and shoes. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what my dad would wear to work. He would wear an Aloha shirt with pants and like nice shoes, and his shirt would be tucked in and he'd wear a belt, and that's what he would usually wear. But depending on where you work, like if you work somewhere women would wear like a blouse and pants with like a blouse and pants, or they would wear like a blouse and like a skirt or something, but not something like too fancy, like something like that, or like a nolo hamumu would be okay. But it also depends on where you work. Like, some places would have you, like, dress, like, a little nicer. Like, you'd have to wear, like, a dress shirt and, like, a tie. But it really depends on, like, where you work. Most places downtown, it's usually, like, guys just usually wear, like, an aloha shirt and pants and shoes. And women would wear, like, a nice top or a blouse with, like, pants or a skirt and then, like, nice shoes or sandals or something like that. But that's usually what, like, work attire is like if you're working like in an office downtown. But like school attire is like at my school, we had like a dress code. So it was, so a lot of girls would wear like jeans and a shirt. Well, that's what I wore, because I didn't really care. I wore sneakers, jeans, and a shirt. And like some people would wear like jeans and a shirt and like slippers, or like they would wear like a nice blouse or something. And like a lot of people wore jeans in high school. But then there are like some guys who like, well, like sometimes you could wear like shorts and stuff, but they had to be like, you couldn't wear like short shorts at my school. You had to be like knee length or lower, because knees were too sexy. That's what the joke was. Knees were too sexy, so you had to cover your knees. But that's what the dress code was like at our school. And then there are like a whole bunch of, there are a lot of guys, like a lot of guys at my school would come dressed in board shorts and a t-shirt, which is just very it's very common for people to come dressed in a t-shirt and board shorts, because that's what a lot of guys wore. It's very common in Hawaii to see like people walking around like that. It's just like you see people wearing like a nice top and like jeans, and then you see like people wearing a t-shirt and shorts, and just it's normal. It's very like, yeah, it's a thing. And then because like you could wear that to school, you could wear that to the beach, you could just wear that wherever. Like there are people who wear like a t-shirt and board shorts every day, all day, every day. Like, it's just something that some people do, which is, yeah, which I guess it works if you're like, because like people who usually dress like that, they're like water polo players, or they're swimmers, or they're paddlers, or they have to like go to like swim practice, or like they have to go to like paddling practice after school or something. So it just kind of works, because then they don't have to change and stuff like that. But it also ties in with beachwear and what people wear at the beach. And people wear at the beach, they wear like their swimsuits. So you're there in your swimsuit, or you're like wearing like a tank top and shorts, and your swimsuit's on underneath that. And you're just wearing a bikini top and shorts, and you wear slippers, and you could have like a hat and like sunglasses. But You pretty much wear sunglasses with any of these like types of things. Wearing sunglasses is very, very common, but it's like some people have like those big straw hats, I guess is what they're called. I don't know, like big straw hats like that. Some people wear those sometimes. If you're, like, in the sun a lot, it's really good protection, because it, like, protects, like, the back of your neck and your face, and it's really good for shading your whole head. And, yeah. But, like, even, like, it doesn't really matter what the weather is. People dress like this all the time. Like, you can wear slippers and jeans and a t-shirt, or you could wear, like, a nice blouse and jeans and slippers and, like, people don't just wear slippers. Like, we have, like, we dress, like, how people would dress here, kind of. Like, it's not, like, all, like, aloha shirts and stuff like that. We dress normally. Like, we dress, like, how, like, anyone here would dress. We don't, like, sometimes we do like dress like in aloha attire, like if we want to, but we don't always dress like in aloha attire, or we don't always dress in a swimsuit. It's just kind of depends on where we are. And rain or shine, like shoes or slippers, it's a preference. It's really, it depends on if you like to wear shoes, or if you feel like wearing shoes, or if you want to wear slippers, or if you feel like wearing slippers and or sandals, or, you know, like whatever you want to wear. It just kind of depends. But yeah, for work, a lot of people wear like aloha attire, and like aloha shirt and pants and like nice shoes. And for school, people wear like a t-shirt and like jeans or knee like shorts or whatever. And if you go to the beach, you usually wear slippers and like a tank top or like a swimsuit or one of those hats or whatever. It just really kind of depends on where you are and how you feel like dressing. And it's just kind of like an everyday thing, which is very unique about Hawaii and how like people dress and how people dress differently. And it's like very different and like versatile, diverse, I guess is the word. Yeah, it's very diverse because some people like come to school dressed in a t-shirt and board shorts, and some people like come to school dressed in like a nice top and jeans. It's just, and then like the next day someone can come in an aloha shirt and jeans, and the other person can come in like a skirt and a top, or you wear like sneakers and a dress, or you wear like slippers and whatever. I don't know. It's like, but slippers. Slippers are like very like, it's a thing in Hawaii. It's a thing that everyone owns. It's a thing that everyone wears. No, like, and it can go with any outfit depending on like what kind of slippers you have and stuff like that. But there's also barefoot is a huge thing in Hawaii where people just like don't wear shoes. And for a lot of people, it's like a phase, or it's just something that you like just don't feel like wearing shoes because you're too lazy or your slip is broke or whatever. And if you go to the school that I went to, it's usually like from first to like fourth grade you don't really wear shoes, and third grade, that's a big thing in third grade because third grade is the Hawaiian year and you don't wear shoes. And like in some of the classrooms you like have to take off your shoes before you come in the classroom because that's just a thing in Hawaii where you take off your shoes before you go into someone's house, and you take off your shoes before you go into a classroom sometimes. Or yeah, it's just a thing where you like take off your shoes before you like enter someone's house or something like that. And some people just like go barefoot. It's like, it's not, it wasn't really a thing in high school, but more in elementary school, it was a thing where it's just like, I'm not gonna put on my shoes or I'm not gonna put on my slippers. It's like, I'm just walking from like across the winning units or across middle field, I'll just go barefoot. And that was a really big thing in third grade because third grade is the Hawaiian year, and in old Hawaii days, they didn't wear shoes, they didn't have shoes. So you would just kind of walk barefoot from class to class, or if you're going to the library, or if you're going to lunch or walking to the gym or whatever, you just wouldn't really wear shoes because it wasn't really a big deal in Hawaii. You just like walk barefoot everywhere and anywhere, and your feet got a little dirty, but whatever, it's just kind of a thing. So yeah, I'm gonna take another short break, but remember that this is DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu.
Inai laika i uo o ukala, aia ka mua i ka lai, moia e nei ka oru o na palai. Nini po mai ka ua la ea, moa ni ke ala.
ahe ahe kama kani olu olu hui hui ma e elei ka ilie nini po mai ka uala ea ke pi o mai ke anu e nuela me hana ho I ka ua e ka ua
Hello, and I am back, and remember that this is the 808 with me, DJ Ho'olohe, for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. So just as a recap on what I talked about earlier in my show, in the beginning I talked about traditional Native Hawaiian wear and what they wore back in the old Hawaii days and how it was made and stuff like that. Then I talked about aloha attire, and then after that I talked about everyday attire, what people wear every day. And now I'm talking about footwear. Like, before I end my show, I'm going to talk about footwear, because footwear is something very important in Hawaii. And you can tell a lot about how, like, about what people wear on their feet. You can tell a lot. Because you have those people who wear the black Scots, and you know those people. Those people are, like, they're usually, like, water people. Like, they're gonna, like, they're, like, they, like, spend a lot of time at the beach, or they're, like, they spend a lot of time at the beach, they're, like, paddlers, or they're kayakers, or they're just, like, at the beach, they're at the ocean, they're there. And people wearing the black Scots, and you got people wearing those $5 locals, and you got people wearing those $5 locals, and they're really, like, local kind people, and they don't really care. They're just kind of, like, whatever, I'm gonna throw on my $5 locals that I got from Long's, like. And if you're from Hawaii, you own a pair of $5 locals. Like, don't lie. You know you own a pair of $5 locals. Like, it's just something. It's cheap, and you can get them at, usually get them at Long's. And it's like, I own a pair of $5 locals, and I brought them up here because I wear them sometimes in my room. It's like, you're just there, and you wear your $5 locals, and you wear them to the beach, and you wear them to the mall, and you just wear them wherever, and you just kind of wear them wherever, and you don't really care. Then you got the people who go barefoot, and those people go barefoot or just like very like they don't really care. It's like, I'm too lazy to put on shoes, or it's like people go barefoot, it's like, I'm too lazy to put on shoes, or I'm so native, like I'm just like super native and I don't care if I put on shoes or not, like whatever, it's like get my feet a little dirty, I don't really care, like whatever. Then there are also people who like wear covered shoes, who just like to wear covered shoes, who have like to wear covered shoes like all the time, and it's like you see them wearing slippers and they have like a really serious, like seriously bad sock tan. Like, I'm one of those people who likes to wear shoes, but like if I'm going to the beach I'll wear slippers or something, but I have like kind of a bad sock tan. It's like not like too bad, but it's like it's kind of a bad sock tan. It's because I do a lot of like walking when I'm home. Like if I'm bored I'll, like, walk to the mall, which is, like, a mile and a half, 2 miles away. But if I get bored, I'll just, like, walk to the mall. Like, I like to wear, like, sneakers because I, like, do a lot of walking and stuff. And then there are the people who wear sandals. And, like, sometimes you wear, like, if, like, it there's a difference. If you're, like, from Hawaii and you wear sandals, then there are people with, like, those Z-strap sandals, or if you're wearing, like, Crocs or something. And those are usually, like, tourists, where they have those, like, Z-strap, like, sandals and you can like see like that tan, and you're just like, oh. And then there are people who wear socks and sandals, or like socks and slippers, and you're like, people wear like socks and sandals. For me, that's a very cringeworthy thing. That is like one of the biggest fashion faux pas in my mind, because I'm like, you don't wear socks and sandals. You either wear sandals and you're barefoot, or you wear socks and shoes. It's just a thing. You don't mix the both. Like, it, to me, it's just like, oh, I don't like it. It's very cringe. And I know a lot of people up here do it, and like, I know it's a thing to do up here, but for me, it's just like, I'm from Hawaii, and that's just not a thing. It's like, no, like, and it's like, that's like, prepping for winter weather in Hawaii is like people who wear like slippers and socks, like just as like a funny like meme kind of thing. Like, that's a meme in Hawaii where it's like this guy wearing like slippers, like it's a picture of like someone's feet, and it's like slippers, and it's like someone's wearing socks and slippers, and it's just like prepping for winter weather in Hawaii, and that's just kind of a meme thing. Slippers are flops. Oh, that is so cringeworthy for me to say, being someone from Hawaii, because it's slippers. That's what slippers are. Slippers, it's flip-flops. Ah. Oh, cringeworthy. Okay, but yeah, but the way that someone like wears like shoes, if someone wears shoes, you can like tell a lot about a person. If someone wears shoes, they're like, oh, they work in an office, or like they're more like preserved, or someone. If someone wears like black Scott slippers, they don't really care. They're like more like beach people. If you wear like $5 locals, it's just like, it's like whatever. It's just, you don't really care. You're just kind of like, hey, what's up? And if you go barefoot, you're just a really like native person. And if you wear like nice, like if you wear like nicer slippers, you're like more of. If you wear like nicer slippers, you're like more of like, you're casual, but you're laid back, but you're like a little more proper about it, I guess. But yeah, footwear is a huge thing in Hawaii. It's like, you can like, you like see like all the shoes, like before you go in a house, that's like the first thing I look at. You see it like all like the shoes and all like the slippers and stuff. And you can like, and for me, if it's like before I go into my popo's house, like I like see like all the shoes and stuff, and I can tell whose is whose because I know my family that well. I'm like, oh yeah, that's my aunties. Oh yeah, that's my uncles. Oh yeah, that's my cousins. It's like, I can like tell whose is whose because that's just something that I've like gotten used to, and it's something that I can read from people. Okay, well, my time is almost up for my time here is almost up. And just to recap my whole show, I talked about dress wear in Hawaii and how people in the old Hawaiian days wore kapa, and how that comes in very, like, many different textures, and how that comes in very many different textures and has different patterns on it, and how ali'is wore feather cloaks and stuff like that, and how native Hawaiian dress wear is not a grass skirt and a coconut bra. It is not. That is more of a Tahitian thing. That is not really Hawaii. It is part of the realm that is Hawaiiana and Oceania. It's part of that realm, but it is not what people wear in Hawaii. We didn't wear grass skirts and coconut bras. It's more of a Tahitian thing. And then there's aloha attire, which is like aloha prints, which is not the obnoxious tourist like bright blue and bright orange with the colorful things with the birds and the flowers and the mixed patterns. That is not what I mean when I mean aloha attire. I mean like a classic like aloha shirt with like nice like with like just like one like print with like usually like monotone colors, or usually like just like a solid color with like another print on it. So it's like a pale, like it's like a cream color with like a dark blue print on it is something that's like aloha attire, which I mean, which it can come in like aloha shirts, which is what men wear, or like a mu'umu'u, which is a dress, which is what women wear. And then there's everyday attire, which you can wear to work. You can wear like an aloha shirt to work, Or you can wear like a t-shirt and board shorts to school, and you can also wear that to the beach. And to the beach, you can also wear like a tank top and shorts. It's just kind of a thing that you can wear. It's just like work, school, beach. It's like those are like the three like subtopics with like everyday wear in Hawaii. And then footwear, how you can like see someone's footwear and you can tell what kind of person they are, if they're wearing black Scots or if they're wearing like locals or if they're wearing like nice sandals or if they're wearing sneakers or if they're like barefoot. You can tell a lot about who someone is by what kind of footwear they are. And that's about it for my show. And sadly, this is my second to last show. Next week is going to be my last show. But I will be back next week, same time, same place here at Penguin Radio. My show, The 808, is on from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday nights here at radio.dominican.edu. And there's going to be an hour break, but after that, at 8 to 9, there is DJ Jazz with the premiere, and he talks all about movies, and that's really cool. But this is me signing off, and remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour, and I'll be back next week for my last show here at radio.dominican.edu. Bye!